You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We honor God when we give Him our first and best. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, Add to Heart.
Good morning, Victory Metro East. It's an honor and a privilege to be part of our worship service this morning. It's been a long time that I have been around. I remember just talking to our leaders and have the moment during our leaders' convergence that I'll be helping one of our churches that we have established here as part of Victory Metro Manila, and that is Victory Pasig, in both in Estancia and in Capacigan. Part of what we do is we also oversee those churches as well, aside from Antipolo and here in Victory Metro East. And so thank you for releasing me. And so hindi po naman ako mawawala, nandito pa rin po ako. And so to those of you who have joined us for the very first time, we would like to welcome you. As we always say here in Victory, we are here simply because to honor God and make disciples. Ito pong dalawang linggo na na-experience natin, no? Medyo andami po nangyari. Mga hindi po natin inaasahan na yung bagyo po ng Rolly and Ulysses, talaga nagdulot po talaga ng malaking pinsala, lalo-lalo na po sa mga leaders natin, lalo na po sa atin as part of our church community. And it's really been tough. Imagine, may pandemic na po tayo, tapos bigla magkakaroon tayo ng ganitong dalawang sabay na typhoon. And a lot of us have experienced yung baha na pumasok po sa mga bahay natin. Yung iba po talaga na yung buong bahay nila na pinasok po talaga ng baha, at yung iba po sa inyo talagang hanggang sa bubong nandun na nagstay. You know, we're so grateful in Cainta, where I stayed, in our village, wherein yung baha lang po hanggang gutter lang, no? But nevertheless, ang punto po rito, lahat po tayo naka-experience ng ganitong pagsubok. And I want to commend you all for the tenacity, the persistency, the faith, the perseverance, that no matter what, we're still here to please God. We're still here to honor God. And I want to commend all of you, all of our leaders, to those of you who are part of our Victory groups, and at the same time, faithfully tuning in to our worship service like this. We would like to commend you, and I believe the Lord is up to something. Ito po mga bagay na challenges na experience po natin. Alam nyo, may ginagawa po si Lord. Sa totoo lang po, nung kasagsagan po nung bagyo na 2 p.m., okay, huminto na po yung ulan, tapos yung baha po sa amin, hanggang gutter na. Ang dami po namin mga narinig na sa Marikina, talagang lagpas tao, nasa bubong na yung mga tao natin. Alam nyo, sa totoo lang, yung sinasabi ng PAGASA, dapat po uulan ng malakas. Pero hindi na po umulan. At imagine kung umulan pa, ang dami na po sanang namatay. Pero yun na nga, I just want to let you know, God is sovereign, God is in control, and He heard the cry of His people in prayer. And so I want to commend every one of us in terms of our faith. And I know that for the past 2 weeks, naglinis tayo, di ba? May mga talagang naghirap tayo, napagod, kaya nandito rin po ako para to cover Pastor Romel. He's been tired for many days, and I want to commend all our staff. Our staff is doing such a great job, from our pastors to our admin staff, our campus missionaries, and all of you leaders. And so may the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord grant the promise that you've never seen. Just wait and see what the Lord will bring in our lives. Can you amen? Can you say amen? Ayan. So we're going to continue on with our preaching series. This is our second week with our preaching series called Add to Heart. Sa Tagalog po, dagdagan daw po natin, okay, kung anong nasa loobin ng ating mga puso. Grabe, talagang literal po. So again, I'd like to read God's Word today that is found in the book of Proverbs. And so we just have two verses today. Here's what the Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth, and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. This is the word of the Lord for us today. Praise God. I still remember when I was in grade school, grade 5, I was playing basketball already. I love basketball, but I'm not an avid fan of LeBron James. I still go for the GOAT. There's no other GOAT rather than Michael Jordan. Hindi po Jackson, Michael Jordan. But during our time, yung way, way back po, mga ano pa ho yun, mga nasa late 1970s, I was in grade 5. And I remember my mom giving me a special gift. And it was a pair of basketball shoes. The first time they launched Adidas, na ang tatakpo nun ay Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Wala pa si Michael Jordan nun tayo. Wala pang Nike. Wala pang Magic Johnson po nun. Wala pang, nadudun na si Julius Erving. Pero wala pa, hindi pa po nare-release yung mga Converse na yan. Yung una pong sapatos, Jabbar po yun. Yung sapatos ng Adidas na long, na high cut. And my mom gave me that gift. I was so, you know, I was so happy and delightful for that gift. And whenever I wear it, you know what? It was simply a display. It was merely something to show off to my friends, my classmates, that, you know, as a student, a grade school can wear that while playing basketball. And so having that as a gift and having in my heart displaying that shoes, alam niyo po, parang feeling ko ako yung sikat, ako yung nag-glorify, ako yung may-ari nito na talaga pong yabang, talaga pong show-off. And I remember having that kind of mindset and attitude that there are moments that if we've been receiving gifts or we have received gifts or promotion or something that we prayed for, and the moment that we receive it, na instead of us glorifying and honoring God, we tend to take God out of the situation. And instead of honoring and glorifying Him, we are the center of the universe. And that is merely not honoring God. I remember as well when I became a Christian and the time that I was asked to join our full-time staff here in Victory, nasa U-Belt pa po ako noon. Kinausap po ako to be part of a staff. And they gave me a salary. During those times, they gave me 500 pesos. And so para sa akin po, ang laki na po noon. But I remember my very first salary. You know what? I literally applied the scripture that first fruits belong to the Lord. And so I gave it up. I gave the whole salary away to God because I know that the Lord will be honored. I know that the Lord will bless me. And so the particular verse that we read focused on the honor of the Lord. Andali pong sabihin to honor of the Lord, pero ang hirap pong gawin. Sa totoo lang po, as I mentioned a while ago here in Victory, I'm so grateful that our desire is we are here to honor God. Hindi lang po tayo na andito para to advance the kingdom of God, for us to do the ministry in the campuses or to church, to have a church planting or to start Victory groups or to make disciples. First things first, I believe our leader, Pastor Steve, heard from God and the heart of this ministry is about the honor of the Lord. In this particular verse, the author was emphasizing about wisdom, that he elevated it by trusting the Lord. And here, in this particular verse, in 9 to 10, he was so specific about the way for us to please God with our wealth, with your possessions, with our talents, with our salary and our promotion and our work. The Word of God says, honor the Lord. Ano po ba ibig sabihin pag sinabi po yung honor the Lord or honor, the word honor? Honor means to fulfill an obligation or keep an agreement. In other words, if you say, I want to honor you, I want to honor my wife, there is an obligation, a connection that I have to give emphasis on her importance by way of showing who she is in my life. Well, the same goes with that word honor for all of us. Another word for honor is to put heavy emphasis. And so when we say honor the Lord, especially with our wealth, we are actually putting heaviness on who He is as the God who is the God of wealth, that we will never be here apart from God. All the things that we receive, this coat, this shirt, the watch, the ring that I have belongs to God, period. There's never a moment that all the things that we have comes from us. It comes from God. Therefore, the scripture says, honor the Lord with our wealth. What are the implications of this? Very quickly, number one, we need to understand that we are here to seek the honor of the Lord and not wealth. Let me repeat that. We seek the honor of the Lord and not wealth. But sabi po ng Bible, honor the Lord with the wealth. Hindi po ba? But it should be coming from this kind of heart. Andali pong i-honor ni Lord sa mga bagay-bagay na meron po tayo. With all the possessions, the money, our properties, your cars, your houses, anything that you own and possess, it would be easy for us to honor the Lord. You know why? If we seek the honor of the Lord and not really about wealth. What if we don't have wealth? Do we still honor the Lord? There was a book that was launched, and it's so amazing that the title of the book was, You Are What You Love. Sa Tagalog po, kung ano po yung kagustuhan nyo, yung mahal mo, you are that particular kind of person. Kung mahal mo daw yung isang bagay, ay ganun po yung personality mo, ganun po yung pagkataon nyo. At alam nyo si Lord, ito nga po yung ginagawa na part of this relationship that we have from God is, God is after changing our desires. You are who you are because of your heart's desire. And we are here not just to honor God because we said we honor God, but we honor God in everything. We are alive at this particular hour. Whatever your situation is, you probably have reached the highest point of your life, or probably just like anyone else na nasalanta po ng bagyo, you're probably in the lowest point of your life. Guess what? The Word of God says we are to still seek the honor of the Lord. And I want to encourage you, whatever you have, we're here to honor God, especially with our wealth. Now, here's the catch. Pastor naman, i-honor mo si Lord ng wealth. Eh, wala nga akong wealth, nawala na. Yung mga ari-arian namin, yung mga gusto ko, yung mga tinago ko na kung ano man yung nasa akin, wala na, nabaha na. Kung titingin mo lang yung bahay namin, Pastor, wala na kami, paano pa i-honor si Lord? Alam mo, the amazing thing nga is this. God is the God of wealth. Sabi po kasi ng Bible, honor the Lord with your wealth. Si Lord, who is the God of wealth, the God of riches, wanted to bless His people with riches and wealth. And so, this is the amazing thing. You might lose your house and lost everything you've got. But I want to let you know that God is a God who keeps His promise. And part of who He is as a faithful God. Let's wait and see what God will bring for the year 2021. Can you say amen? As we seek to honor the Lord with our wealth, or whether you don't have wealth, if your heart's desire is to honor the Lord, I believe the Lord will bless you with so much. Amen? Again, we seek the honor of the Lord and not wealth. Second, we return or we give to the Lord our first and best of everything. Again, we give to the Lord our first and what is best of everything. Sabi po ng Bible, again, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your produce. Napakaganda po tong scripture na to kasi nga, it emphasizes the honor of God, but we got to honor God with everything that you own. Are you honoring God with everything that you own? First things first, whatever the very thing that you love the most, that you possess, are you willing to let go? I remember one time during our very first outreach that I joined, nagpunta po kami ng former USSR. We went to Russia and helped plant a church in Russia. And so when we were there with Pastor Jonathan, who is the leader of our team, we went to missions and there were 9 of us. Alam niyo po, sobrang grabing effective yung mga Pilipino, no? Talagang pag nakita nila ta, I don't know why, but you know, the moment that we share and speak in English, there was an attraction that they wanted to learn English. And that's what we did. We teach about, you know, students about English. And so, as we teach English, that's the starting point where we start to share the gospel. So there was a connection. And people got saved. And I remember this 3 men that were saved in our time of engaging with them. I started to share one-to-one. And talagang, ano po, disciple po to, yung stay namin na 3 months, ako po, 3 to 4 months, yung iba 6 months, nag-stick sila sa church. And so talagang disciple sila. Alam niyo po, isa sa mga dala-dala ko pong possession ko na hindi ko ma-let go, talagang mahal na mahal ko yung relo ko po. Sa sobrang mahal ko yung relo ko, tapos nung nakita ko sila, parang sabi ko, Lord, ano kaya yung pwede kong, di ba, ibahagi sa kanila or just to give them a gift? And guess what? You know what? The watches, I have 3 watches that time. They were so precious. I was able to give away. I began to realize that God is after changing our hearts. Who's important? Is it people or your wealth? But the Word of God says we got to honor the Lord with our first fruits, not just our wealth, but the first fruits of our crops. And here's the thing, all right? If we start giving God our first, if we start giving God our best, do you realize that giving to God the first honors Him and demonstrates that God, not possession, had its first place in our lives? Doon niyo po makikita kung sino yung una. Siya po yung nagde-dictate kung sino sa atin yung importante. Kung si Lord po yung una, siya po yung importante. Kung una po yung iba na pinagbibigyan natin, ay yun po yung importante sa buhay natin. In fact, one of the versions that it says here is not really about wealth, but it's about our finances. It's about our salary. And the Word of God says, honor the Lord with your first fruits, your salary. The question is, when you receive your salary, what goes out of that salary? Is it us returning and giving to God first and the best? Or we keep everything and we give God kung ano yung tira-tira na lang? I hope you'll fully understand that we can give God and yet our heart's desire is not there. May the Lord change us. May the Lord speak to us. God is after our desire. God is after your hearts and He wants to change our hearts, a heart that honors Him, a heart that puts Him first, a heart that puts and gives our best before the Lord. Why? Because if we give God our first, we protect ourselves from greed. Ito po sinasabi ng Bible sa the Living Bible, honor the Lord by giving Him the first part of all your income. Yung first part po, binibigay natin sa Kanya yung first move na automatic pag nag-receive po tayo ng income natin. Si Lord kagad yun, alam niyo po ba, the moment that the Lord sees that and He's honored, He's bound to honor us as well. That's the amazing thing about God. In fact, the Word of God says, your produce, He has given us the ability to produce wealth. Wala pong tao na bigla na lang nabuhay dito sa mundo na ang tali-talino niya, ang galing niya dumiskarte, sobrang talento. Alam niyo po si Lord ang nagbibigay niyan. God has given us the ability to produce wealth. And whatever talent, whatever wealth, whatever the thing that you keep on producing, it comes from God. And we are here to honor the Lord. We are here to keep our covenant in agreement to God that whatever it takes, we're going to honor the Lord with all of our hearts, minds, and soul. Can you say amen? I just want to share a story of this family that I knew. When we started Victory Metro East, grabe, nakita ko tong pamilya na to na struggling sila. yung tipong finances, but they were faithful. And I remember talking to the husband and wife that sabi niya, Pastor Mark, no matter what, talagang part kami dito. Magpa-partner kami sa mga campus missionaries, sa world mission, sa ginagawa ng Victory. Magpa-part kami nung nag-re-raise up po tayo ng funds dito for us to have this main hall. Kung hindi niyo po alam, talagang, you know, it was really birthed out of generosity of the people. And they were faithful. They were there to honor God. You know what? I was so blown away that the Lord has granted them a specific business that they are earning millions. You're talking about millions. And they're still here serving God, honoring the Lord. God is after changing our desires. Again, we are not here just to seek the honor of the Lord, but we are here to honor Him with our first fruits, our wealth, and our best. Can you say amen? Here's what verse 10 says. Then, as you place God first, as we honor the Lord with our wealth, then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. There is something that the Lord wants to fulfill. The moment that we honor the Lord, my friends, miski sabihin mo nawalan ka, but if your heart's desire, if God sees your heart that you are there to honor the Lord, the Word of God says, then you might lose everything, but wait and see what God will about to do. That God is about to pour out His blessings upon you. Number 3, we wait for the Lord's reward and promise. Then your barns, your storehouse, your family will be filled with plenty. Your vats will be bursting with wine. What is the Lord saying here? You know what? I am a God who is a rewarder. If you honor me with your wealth, then wait and see that you will experience overflowing. Not just being blessed one time, but there will be an overflowing of blessing. Wait and see what the Lord will bring. Why? Because God is a rewarder. 4 times the word your. Your what? Your wealth. Your produce. Your barns. Your vats. The Lord wants to bless His people. And as we put Him first, as we seek the honor of the Lord will give you the wealth that He knows how to bless you. The Lord will give you the produce. Yung mga hindi pa na-discover, yung mga pinagpipray nyo pa, gagamitin po tayo ni Lord. The Lord will bless you with so much with your barn. Nawalan ka ng bahay, bibigyan ka ni Lord. Pero ino-honor mo ba siya? Your vats, there will be filled with plenty. Why? Because God is a God who is a rewarder. 2, God is a promise keeper. He's in covenant with us. As we honor the Lord will honor His word. Then the word of God says, your barns will be filled with plenty, your vats will be bursting with wine. Do you realize that this verse is connected to His promise, His covenant blessing in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 14? I want to read that to you. It's the promise of blessing. The Lord wants to bless those who obey and honor the Lord. Sabi po rito, if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord, if you honor your God, being careful to do all His commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All this blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. Hindi lang yung nag-umaapaw, talagang makikita mo left and right for in front of you or at your back, the Lord will just show you that you will be overtaken with blessings. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, blessed shall you be in the city. Ibibless tayo ni Lord dito mismo sa Marikina, sa Antipolo. Ibibless tayo ni Lord dito sa Cainta. Ibibless tayo ni Lord sa Pasig. Ibibless tayo ni Lord dito sa Metro Manila. Hindi pa tapos si Lord sa atin. Amen? And blessed shall be you be in the field. Blessed shall be your fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your herds and young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket, your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be when you come in, and blessed you be when you go out. Wherever you go, the blessing will follow you as we honor and obey the Lord. The Lord even will cause you or your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. They shall come against you in one way and be fleeced before you 7 ways. the Lord will command. He will be the one to command a blessing on you in your barns, in all that you have undertake, and He will bless you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Promise ni Lord, ibibigyan daw po tayo ni Lord ng blessing to where we are at. The Lord will establish you as a people, holy to Himself, as He has sworn to you. If you keep, the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will make you abound in prosperity. How many of you wanted that? How many of you here wants prosperity? Just write it down, amen. As you honor the Lord will make abound in prosperity the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your livestock and the fruit of your ground with the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you His good treasury, the heavens, woo, to give the rain to your land. Wag, Lord, wag na masyadong rain lang, wag lang baha, di ba? To your ground, the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Promise ni Lord yan. The Lord will open to you His good treasury, heavens, the work of your hands, and you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Enough is enough for you borrowing. It's time for us to be the one to lend people and give it away. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Say that with me. The Lord will make me the head and not the tail. Praise God. And you shall only go up and not down. Pataas po ang direksyon natin, hindi pa baba. If you obey the commands of the Lord, your God, which I command you today, being careful to do them, and if you do not do and turn aside from any words that I commanded you today, to the right hand or to the left, to go after the gods to serve them. Wow! God wants to bless His people with so much. Kaya nga po tama-tama itong word na binigay sa atin ni Lord. Kahit ano pa man ang mga kondisyon natin sa buhay, God is a rewarder. God is a promise keeper. So we wait. We wait for the promise of the Lord, and it shall come to pass. Can you say amen? I want to end with this. The Word of God says, honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of your crop. You know what? If there's anything about first, the Word of God says in the book of Colossians that Jesus was the first born of all creation. Hindi niya siya first fruits, pero first born sa lahat ng creation. Jesus was the first born among the dead that in everything He might be preeminent. That firstborn was given to you. That firstborn was sacrificed for us. We did not deserve it, but yet God was willingly given Jesus as the first. And guess what? The result of that is we have received the life. It's called eternal life. The reason why we could give, because God Himself demonstrated what generosity is. You know what? I believe it's our move today. As we have received the gospel, it's high time for us to be a blessing. It's high time for us to be generous and giving away our wealth, because that wealth is not ours. But to those of you who lost wealth, be encouraged, because the Lord is a promise keeper. He is a rewarder. We're here after the honor of the Lord. Can you say amen? I want us to pray for us today, this morning. Let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for everyone who's watching this. Lord, ano pa man na yung mga scenario namin, condition namin, sitwasyon namin. Lord, maraming salamat na you are a God who is faithful. You are a God who is a promise keeper, a rewarder. And Lord, even as the psalmist says, to honor the Lord with our wealth. Lord, kayo po yung una na nag-sacrifice, na nagbigay sa amin, na binigay nyo sa amin yung kaisa-isang anak nyo, Lord God, that He's not just the first, but He's the best. But you have granted us this kind of gift. And Lord, everything that we have, simply because of you. Thank you. Because you're a God who keeps your promise. And Lord, even today, I pray that you will change our hearts. May we yearn and have the desire and seek after the honor of the Lord, not our wealth, not of ourselves, but it's only you and you alone, just as you have showed and demonstrated how you've given Jesus to us. Lord, thank you for every person. And I'm asking, Lord God, from me down to everyone who's part of our church, may you change our hearts. May we seek after the honor of the Lord, not wealth. But if we seek after the honor of the Lord, Lord, thank you for your promise. You will bring blessing, overtaking us, overflowing the blessing that you have for every person you are in covenant with. Lord, marami pong salamat. We give you the highest praise and the glory due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.